Welcome, Dr. Christiana, to Beyond the Numbers. I am excited that you're here and for this conversation because I know that visibility and showing up can feel harder than it should, especially if we're not doing it in alignment. So, to kick us off, why don't you share a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hi there, Amy. Thank you so much for having me on this amazing summit. I'm Dr. Christiana Schreuter, business and wellness coach. I'm a professor, best-selling author, keynote speaker, and the creator of Petite Practice. That is my signature framework that helps entrepreneurs build sustainable success through small, intentional actions that actually stick. I'm also the podcast host of Happy Healthy Hustle. It's a globally ranked top 1% podcast where I empower ambitious professionals to grow thriving businesses without burning out. I have a PhD in health economics, and now I have 2 decades of experience in marketing, innovation, and entrepreneurship. My goal always is to bring my strategy, blending science and soul to everything I do. So when I'm not actually coaching clients or speaking on stage or in the classroom, you'll likely find me hanging out with my family, maybe even sipping a vanilla latte, and dreaming big and mapping out bold visions, one petite practice at a time.
Now, Dr. Christiana, you're going to be sharing with us how you made the switch to focus on relationship-based visibility marketing. So why don't you kind of share how you came to this realization and how you made that shift for our listeners?
Thanks so much for that great question, Amy. So I stopped relying on traditional social media and was shifting to relationship-based visibility strategies, including podcast guesting, summits, and freebie swaps. And it actually changed everything for me. So the shift really came after I felt myself kind of feeling a little bit burned out from constantly creating content, trying to come up with the algorithms that seemed to be changing all the time. And I felt like at times I was pouring energy into a black hole, right? I had great programs and a clear message, but still for me, the ROI on social media just wasn't aligning with the time and the effort I was investing into it. Plus, as a professor and coach, my true strength is connection. So real conversations, deep insights, and value-driven collaboration. And I realized that when I showed up in spaces where those things were prioritized, like podcast interviews or summit panels, it was more that people didn't just see me, but they also hear me. And the results then were that my clients were aligned more. I developed stronger partnerships in a business that felt energizing. So the overall approach to the relationship-based marketing has allowed me to really grow my audience and increase my revenue and my scale. And I feel I'm doing that with more integrity without sacrificing my time, energy, or values. And I focus more on creating impact through strategic relationships and high-value conversations instead of just chasing likes or constantly producing content. It feels I'm aligned, expansive, and most importantly, it's sustainable.
I love the sustainability piece as well, because so many times we end up that we're jumping around trying to do all these things, we're taking these actions. That's a lot of what we talk about inside my Cash Flow Unlocked, is the specific module inside my program. So we're doing these things, but it's not actually creating results and it's not sustainable. So if we can do sustainable things, it's not taking as much energy. That's just a win-win. So for those who are listening, our subscribers, how did you make that switch? I mean, yeah, okay, this sounds great. Like how to, like speaking on summit panels and podcast guests, I have a couple things that are coming to mind that, you know, it's like, well, I don't know any people. I don't know how to do that. I don't have the expertise. Some of those thoughts I'm sure are coming up, but it's like, how would I even begin? So how would the subscribers even begin to start to make that shift into relationship-based strategy in there? So where would they even begin?
This is such a great question. And I feel we've all been there, right? So I'm going to give you like a detailed 5-minute walkthrough on how to shift from traditional social media marketing to more relationship-based visibility with some real world honesty. And I'm actually giving you really five tactical steps, and where I'm including the good, the bad, and the messy middle. So let's get started. So if you are with me and creating content nonstop, still not getting traction, I've been there. So I actually had a true content calendar, creating lots of reels, carousels, hashtags, all of it, right? And I still felt like yelling into the void, right? And the likes didn't really convert to anything. Direct messages were still kind of cold. And I was actually just tired. So that breakpoint came then that I really had to rethink visibility and eventually grow in a way that felt sustainable and aligned. So here's what I did. And this is what you can do as well. So that's the, you know, even take a notepad and just write this down. So step one was that I really called out the misalignment. And that was also the burnout. So calling out the misalignment. The ugly truth was I was totally exhausted. I was spending hours crafting content only for it to disappear in 24 hours, especially if you look at Instagram stories, right? Or if you're on TikTok. It felt like it was a full-time job, just keep it up. And the return just was not matching the effort I was putting in. So what to do if you want to call out the misalignment is you have to audit your time versus your results. So honestly, look at where your energy goes and what you're actually driving in terms of connection clients. That's why a lot of people get stuck, because they're feeling like stepping away is risky. In reality, staying stuck is much riskier. So step one, call out the misalignment and the burnout. Let's go to step two. You have to clarify your core message and your expertise. Yes, clarifying your core message is really where the clarity comes in. So that's the good. Once I stopped trying to say all of the things to everyone, I really honed in what I really wanted to be known for, helping entrepreneurs get big results through those small, consistent actions, the petite practices. So that became my anchor, helping entrepreneurs get big results through small, consistent actions. And what to do then is that you need to write down your signature message, the transformation that you help people create, and the 2 to 3 signature topics that you could speak on. This makes everything else so much more focused and impactful. So step two, you have to clarify your core message and your expertise. Let's go to step three. Start with really low lift visibility wins. And I'm really emphasizing the low lift. And this is somewhat like a messy middle. So for me, I didn't jump into huge stages, nor am I there quite yet, right? I do give keynote talks, I give talks, but I'm not doing only that. So you have to get started somewhere. You have to start with summits, bundles, podcast guest spots. And most of them will probably be unpaid, or they might not even lead to an amazing collaboration. But the main thing is that if you look for it, it has to be aligned. It has to be aligned with your audience. So you have to look at what the bundle, the summit, and the podcast aims for. Is that your ideal client that hangs out there? And that's going to be where you're going to be, because you want to talk to your ideal client. You want to be in those places where they are already hanging out, at those summits, at those bundles, at those podcasts. So I got access to warm audiences. I built credibility. It allowed me to grow without burning out. So what you can do is pitch 2 to 3 small opportunities and reach out to someone that's hosting a summit. You can join a bundle. You can create a freebie, maybe, you know, offer that at low cost. So again, this is a low lift visibility. And then you offer to maybe even teach a short workshop in someone's group after that bundle closes. So you don't need to be like somebody that has a ginormous following. You just need the right room that has the people in that already want. So step three, start with low lift visibility wins. Step four would be you make it easy to say yes to you. And the bad is I initially pitched myself, but didn't really have a good link. They never speak a page or offer. And so it was like not entirely clear. So it made people really hard to figure out what exactly I did. And then once I really put together like a clean, simple one sheet that had my bio, it had a headshot, signature topics, lead magnet, questions, everything shifted.
So what you need to do is you need to create your visibility one sheet. And it could even be just a simple Google Doc. But you need to have a picture on there. You need to have a short bio on there. So I would say 50 to 150 words max. Talk topics and a freebie if you have one. Bonus points if you already have a booking link or a calendar and testimonials. Again, it does not have to be fancy. It just has to be professional and it has to be clear. So step four, make it easy to say yes to you. Now, lastly, step five, and that's the gold mine right here, right? This is where it all comes together. You have to build real relationships. You don't just have to appear. The best collaborations I've had came from following up, from saying thank you, from promoting the event like it was my own, from staying connected with the host and asking, how can I support you? Because what you really need to do is you need to treat each visibility opportunity like it's the beginning of a partnership, not just like one and done. So you have to show up fully, be generous, follow up, stay in touch. And this is how, in turn, your visibility turns into momentum and your momentum into the results. So for me, really, visibility doesn't just come down to viral on social media. It actually means you don't need to dance on reels. You don't need to chase any trends or going even live, right? You just need real people, real conversations, and the right message. And with the five steps that I just shared with you, you will get there. You will get that relationship marketing going. So that's really where the shift gave me more. More ease, more alignment, more referrals, more revenue, more joy, and the whole thing, it's completely possible for you too. It's sustainable. So I would love to hear what questions you have about those five steps, but I know you can do it.
Amazing. I love the framework and how we can easily remember that. So I know that you have a resource for our listeners to help them implement this. So why don't you share a little bit about that and how they can connect with you?
So for you to remember the five-step framework, what I did is actually I put it into a cute little acronym, G-U-E-S-T, guest method. That would be really fun for you to remember to get your visibility through connection, not content overwhelm. So G would be get clear on your message. U, upgrade your visibility materials like your one sheet. E for engage with aligned audiences. S, show up as the real you. And lastly, the T for turn visibility into relationships. So G-U-E-S-T, guest. And of course, I would love to implement the guest method in your business with you. You can grab my free guide, which is 55 ChatGPT prompts for female entrepreneurs to jumpstart your visibility. And you can also reach out on Instagram, of course. My Instagram is at dr.christiana, and I will send you some fast track tips. Or you can check out my website, drchristiana.com, to dive even deeper and work together with me. I do one-on-one coaching, and I would really love to help you elevate your visibility game. Because showing up should feel like fun, and it should also be profitable. So let's make you the guest that everybody's really excited to invite, and I can't wait to connect more. Thank you so much.
Your action step slash reflection for this session. Where do you spend most of your energy? Which of those activities aren't actually producing results or meaningful connections? If you're doing some of those low lift strategies already, are you doing them in an aligned manner? Are they actually producing results? Those are the things that I would reflect and think on after listening to Dr. Christiana. Now, you've got the strategy. Make sure it actually works, because if money stress, fear, or second guessing keeps slowing you down, it won't matter how good your marketing is. So if you're ready to clear the resistance, stay in motion, and finally see consistent results, I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycirca.com/unstoppable.